option that is best suited for you.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the third and final hour on this Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Good friend of ours, Jason Gilman, he has a website, WriteMI, Write Michigan, WriteMI.com. He wrote an editorial a couple days ago talking about education in Michigan. Michigan politics, public pensions, retirement benefits, and the overall results that we're getting from our public schools education system. He titled this editorial, A Roadmap to Fixing Our Failing Public Education System. Imagine if the resources being spent by the Federal Department of Education was sent to the states, something that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance ran on when they got elected to be president and vice president on November 5th. Well, the person that he's put up to be nominated to be education secretary, a businesswoman, McMahon, is looking at the possibility of ending the Federal Department of Education and sending the money back to the states. Michigan has more school districts, 8 times the number of, counties, over 600 school districts in the state of Michigan compared to 83 counties. as a state to take over these entire systems where they cannot manage the resources given to them by the taxpayers, and is delivering garbage outcomes for decades. It's time to reevaluate the public education system in the state of Michigan. Let me state this comparison as clearly as I can. If you have a roofer fix your leaky roof, and the first time you get a light sprinkle of rain, you find yourself having to put out buckets around the house, what would you do? Well, you might have them to be repaired again, but by the same person? No, you're most likely going to find somebody else to do the job. Our kids can't read. Our kids cannot write in cursive. Our kids are failing aptitude tests to get admission into colleges. Well, he's put together a roadmap. It's his response to his own personal assessment of what is currently not working in the public education system. He has spoken with a couple of retired legislators, and they have put together a roadmap. We're going to get into the discussion of that roadmap. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road, only made me tired.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about a roadmap to fixing our failing public school education system here in the state of Michigan. Of course, at the federal level, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the new incoming Secretary of Education, all talking about eliminating the Department of Education at the federal level. Proposed budget for this year, $106 billion coming out of Washington, D.C. to do exactly what? Federal taxpayer dollars. Well, according to Jason Gilman's article, this step-by-step roadmap, transition to county-based school districts, consolidate the existing districts into 83 county-wide based units. Why do we have 663 school districts in the state of Michigan? Every one of them having a board, a president, chairman of the board, a secretary, dealing with one or two schools within an entire county. Consolidate it down to 83 county-based units. Develop a transition plan for merging the administrative offices and redistributing the resources. What are the challenges? The logistics of merging the districts, the potential loss of jobs in the administrative roles. Those are going to be the challenges. Well, basically, why do you have a superintendent for a school district that only has one or two schools? A county-wide superintendent could handle all the schools in that county. You might end up getting rid of basically six, seven, depending on the county, superintendents. Do you know how much these superintendents make? When you factor in benefits, health care, vacation time, sick days, retirement plans, well over $100,000 a year. If a county got rid of six or seven superintendents, they're saving over $500,000 right there, $500,000, $600,000 a year. The benefits, it would streamline the governance, would reduce redundancy, leading to real cost savings. That's step number one. Step number two, legislative framework. Draft and pass enabling legislation in Lansing that would, number one, retain the function of the new county school boards, but redefine their roles as being overseers who could authorize and oversee the functioning of charter schools to compete with the public schools. Mandating that all school districts align now with the county borders, these charter schools within the county could compete with every public school. Begin this process by introducing a pilot program in a select number of counties to test the feasibility and efficiency of this new model. Step number three, charter schools authorization. Empower county school boards to authorize multiple charter schools based on local needs and preferences. Establish minimum standards and performance metrics for the new charter schools. Encourage diversity in teaching models. vocational tracks, arts integrated, STEM focused, reading, writing, arithmetic, constitutional history, and real science. Well, the challenges would be you'd have to balance this so that the charter approvals would be done in a fair and open, transparency-based fashion. Benefits, increased competition, innovation, tailoring the educational needs to the community by the local county school board. Number four, performance monitoring and accountability. Implement regular evaluations of the charter schools by independent agencies. Provide criteria to determine students' performance, graduation rates, attendance rates, and make them stakeholders in the community. Mandate corrective actions. Revocate charters for underperforming charter schools. Some of the challenges: ensuring impartial evaluations, addressing closures without disrupting students. Benefits would create higher educational standards and accountability. Next step, number five, liquidating assets to meet these obligations. Action, direct current districts to sell unused or redundant properties and assets. Use the proceeds to fulfill the obligations of current unfunded liabilities such as pensions and legacy contracts. Use that money to pay them off, pay them in full, make sure the money's there to take care of those. What are going to be some of the challenges? Public's resistance to selling assets, especially those with sentimental value, and dealing with market fluctuations. What are the benefits? Reduces long-term liabilities, freeing up funding for real education, not retirements, healthcare, and other liabilities. Number six, collaborative extracurricular activities. Encourage the new charter schools to collaborate on extracurriculars, pulling resources for sports, arts, concerts, special interest programs. Challenges, coordination between the charter schools. Also ensuring equal access for all students. The benefits, expands opportunities for students, especially without burdening individual charter schools. Roadmap point number seven, eliminating millage dependencies. Oh man, this is a big one. How many times in May do we have millages, ballot proposals, bond programs, all directed at something to do with schools or education? Almost every single year. Well, by eliminating these millages, here's the action that needs to be taken. Transition funding to a statewide education budget derived from general taxes and other revenue streams. Not relying on local school districts spending the money, but make it in control of the county districts getting the revenue right from the state. the state would be getting the money from the federal government due to the elimination of the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. $106 billion based on population. There's where the money goes. Benefits. Release taxpayers from repeated millage campaigns, stabilizes funding, and puts it into government control at the state level, implemented by county districts. Again, getting rid of the federal government. Last point. Trial programs in select counties. Select counties to be pilots for the new system. Provide a diverse range of charter schools. Again, independent evaluation metrics. Transparency. Reporting to the stakeholders within the county. Provides data and insight for scaling the system, implementing it statewide. The key benefits to this roadmap. Competition creates cost savings. Reducing the number of districts, streamlining the administrative costs at lower operational expenses to the taxpayers. Improved outcomes. Charter schools increase competition. Incentivize better performance and results. Point number three, taxpayer relief. Eliminate millages, removes financial uncertainty for property owners. Local control, point number four. Elected district, countywide district boards ensuring community oversight improves. Last key benefit, flexibility and innovation. Diverse charter models allow for tailored educational experiences based on what the community wants for their students. In conclusion, this roadmap outlines a vision for more efficiency, accountability, innovative education system in Michigan. By combining the strengths of local governance with the flexibility of competing charter schools, taxpayers and students will benefit. The program ensures a cautious, data-driven approach to implementation, minimizing risks and maximizing gains. This would end up with a better education system in Michigan, increased attendance rates, increased graduation rates, and much improvement in the students in the education they receive prior to becoming an adult. Whether it is college, technical schools, military service, or other decisions they face, they will have more options because they will be better prepared with a better education here in the state of Michigan.